I guess it was in this room that I learned Rav Tam Zecherno Levracha. More than once that he would discuss a question, and then after everybody, people would get into it and enjoy it, he would turn to us and say, no, is halacha dry? And other people think, you know, halacha is dry. And he liked to show us that that was not the case in any way. Today I want to learn, at least to start, it's a very big sugya, but at least to start, one of the most, probably in Hilchos Brachos, it's one of the most challenging sugyas. Those that learn the Masechet Brachos, just mentioned, Rabbi Yaakov, you told me I think a while ago that Hilchos soups and juice is the most difficult sugya. Okay, today we're going to confirm that suspicion.
But hope. The whole family was tumbling.
Oh, good.
We couldn't eat soup.
That cold. We got cold. I know that. Okay. That's why today we will learn also Hilchos fruit soup as a different place. No. This way, you don't have to worry about getting cold. Good argument. So have like an auxiliary plan. But anyhow, it's...
Might get warm.
But it happens to be a delightful sugya, and if you think it's hard, I only thought it's hard until we learned it. It's very, very, like every other sugya in Shas. If you learn it properly, I think it's very clear. So again, it's delightful, but I don't think it's hard. I think if we do it properly, we could come to a conclusion. The Gemara in our sugya, Daf Lamed Tes, says the following, which is a very innocent statement, which shouldn't really cause much concern. Maya de Silka, so Rashi says, the water of Tardin, which is beets, Kisilka, you cook beets in water, it's the same halacha like beets. Maya delifta, which is tight turnips, kalifta. In other words, if you cook a soup, whether it's a beet soup, whether it's a turnip soup, it has the same halacha like the vegetable itself. That's what the Gemara seems to be saying. In other words, Pashat, the Gemara seems to be suggesting a soup is adama like the vegetable. If you are thinking maybe it's only silka or tardin, that's not true. The Gemara right away dispels that fear. Umaya de kula shalki ke kula shalki.
The Taisis, Rami Rashi is clearly different than Taisis.
Could be. We'll have to go slow.
He says half shall tardin. Not okay. Tardin still there.
Okay. Good. We'll see. We'll use this information. Thank you. But the point that we see with Chayr is it's nothing to do with beets or turnips. It's klar. Any soup has the halacha of the vegetable, and therefore the bracha is a bayir pri adama. That's what it seems from the sugya. And like Tosfos says, what does that mean? The bracha is a bayir pri adama. Af al pi she'ein bay elamayim. It's only water. V'tam yirakais, and that's Aryeh's pointed out. Tosfos says, even though it's only a soup, v'varchen alea, but Kasheh Yivarech Al Yirakis. The bracha is the same like the vegetable itself. So in other words, if this would be true, it would be really a very easy shot to call. A soup is Adama. A fruit soup is Eitz. Forget about everything else. The problem is, and this is of course a major problem, a major problem, Taisus asks, we learned the Gemara that seems to be totally incongruous with this. The Gemara says, Duvsha de Tamari, which as we once discussed, this is Daf Lamed Ches. Duvsha de Tamari is you take a tamar, a date, and you squeeze it out, freshly squeeze 100% date juice, orange juice is no difference. We discussed this in the past. A freshly squeezed juice, the bracha is bar free age. So how could it be on a soup? So how could it be on a soup? Is that dhamma? If on an orange juice is a shakal miyavatvari. And Rashi explains, ve'ene peri, it's not the peri, it's just the juice. So this is really a very perplexing issue. Soups is adama, you could say what you want, but how did that thing with fruit juices being going? And this is Taisus Kash. We say, the me peri is zeya ba'alma, so how could that be, what's the difference between soups and juices? So Taisus is a very diplomatic statement. Yesh l'chalik. There's got to be a difference. Which is really, you know, a bit surprising. But Taisus definitely says there's l'chalik. In other words, work it out. Now, here was like the Tam told us, halacha is absolutely not dry. Let's just learn the sugya and we'll see the. I hope the kolam should be crystal clear, not just stam clear, crystal clear. Taisvis says, in other words, Taisvis says, is, listen, whether you understand it or not, don't worry, the chilek is obvious. What does Taisvis mean? So the Rush is on our Gemara, Simon Yud Ches. The Rush is a very fundamental difference. Zok the Rush. How do you distinguish between fruit juice, which is a shakal, and soups, which is adama? For like dami le may peris da mina le el de zeya ba'almo, lefisha mashke ein le tam peri. What Taisis is saying is a simple fact in the Metzius. He's not even getting into the halachas. What Taisis al-Khair is saying is, juice is not the real fruit. A soup, you cook a vegetable soup, that's a vegetable. What brachy make on vegetables? Adama. So the soup is Adama. But Zok Taisis, fruit juice is just that. It's fruit juice, but it's not the actual fruit itself. Now, I know that Denny tells, let me just go a little further. The Torah explains, Lefi, Shamashka, the orange juice or the apple juice, ain't like tamperi, is not so much the same taste, Kemoisha Yesh Lamorek tamperi. In other words, what this is really baffling. What the Rishonim are saying is, a vegetable soup is the vegetable. Is vegetables. Vegetables are Dhamma. Fruit juice, orange juice, is just the juice, but it's not the fruit. What bracha you make on juice? Shakli b'dvari. Does anybody understand this? Can anybody explain this?
Do you want to, I think, explain this a while ago, that in a fruit there are two independent things, the pulp and the juice.
Oh, very good. How do you know that? Said this? Okay, good. Okay.
Set the second chair.
Okay, good, good. I must have said that in passing. But the rush is lush, and it's very important because it's going to go in the negeya, the prune juice, and the many, many different fruits and vegetables. Efsha, bisho haperi, nichnas tam b'mayin, if the bisho haperi has the essence of the fruit, mevarchan olav b'yer priyei. Now, what he's saying is l'chayra achidish. That it's, the difference is that soup is a vegetable, and juice is just a juice, but it's not the fruit. Now this, of course, as the Marketzia and Simon Reish Beis points out, this is a davar zar or tumua, urachek el haseichel, vachush haraois vatam, yod hepach, ve'en lahakchish hamurgish, the Marketzia, Bank of Emden. The types that it's very strange, it's hard to understand, how could this be? If I squeeze an orange, that's only a juice, it's a shakal. But if I cook a potato, it's more of a dum. It's more of a vegetable. Let's say I would squeeze the vegetable, shakal. If I cook the vegetable, it becomes a very pure. It doesn't make sense, right? Okay, this I thought was absolutely beautiful. The hezba that basically is the rush. I saw it be'ikah in the chayadam. And the stipler in the Kilas Yankev gives it a little hezb, okay? But if you want to see this inside, the Chayodom is Klal Nun Bey Sif Aleph, and the stipler is either Simon Chaf Aleph in the new prints or Simon Chaf Gimel in the old prints. I don't know which print Yeshiva has. What?
Both.
Okay, you must add it. Okay, I know he's right. Now, let me give you a muscle, but again, I think the muscle is a good muscle, but if you don't like the muscle, it's fine because it's my muscle. But the mashal is based on the chayodim and the stipes. Okay? It's something of an interesting mashal, but I am an interesting person, so I don't mind. But, you know, let me ask you a very funny question, okay? Is milk fleishix? How can milk be? That's almost a contradiction in terms, right? But then again, the milk, quote, grows in a cow. And if you remember yeshiva days, what was milk called? Moo? Cow juice, you remember that? Okay. But anyway, whether I was called, that was called at least in my times. But why isn't milk fleishix? Because it's actually a product of the cow, which is fleishix.
It means it's not even a fat.
Okay. Good. You're right. The answer is the same. It's all the same. That's true. But you know what? The Chayad and the Stipel explains this very, very brilliantly. There is something that's a separate entity that, albeit it's produced in the cow, but the milk is a separate entity. The milk grows, or you produce, whatever you want to say, the fancy word, but the milk is a separate entity that was just happened to be produced in the cow. Okay? But, he says, no one's going to say that it's ridiculous. No one's going to say that the milk is the juice of the cow, that the fleishik is all fleishiki, and it makes a juice that's called milk. That's mamish, you're talking about two extremes, right? So it's possible something is stationed, that's a good word, something can be stationed in the cow, but that doesn't mean it has a taste of the cow. I mean, you know how meat tastes, you know how milk tastes, it's very, very far, right? So that's why you could have something in it, but that does not have the taste, doesn't have the essence, it's a totally different product. Zokti, Chayodim, and the Stipel explains this, in the Gemara Pesachim Lamed Gimel, the concept, May Peres is Mifkat Pocket. What does Mifkat Pocket mean? Remember from the days of Yeshiva in the Masechta Ksubis, there is something, what?
Positive.
It's deposited, it's there, but it's not the juice of it, like blood. Blood's not the juice of a human being. Blood, you have blood in a human being? Mifkat, the dam is Mifkat Pocket, if you recall. Zokti Chayodim, juice, fruit juice, apple juice, orange juice, is a separate entity that is housed, that is stationed in the fruit. But it's not the fruit. Like Ari, one second. Like Ari just said it very well. The fruit is one product, and the juice is a different product. It's the Zeya. It's just a byproduct. Zukti, and the Chayadim's Lashon is, the Yaisa Yait, now, one second. So in other words, if you taste orange juice, and if you're a connoisseur, I don't know, maybe Moshe can help us, but the fruit itself has certainly a stronger taste, but perhaps even a different taste than the juice. If you squeeze an orange, can you confirm this? Oh, in our connoisseur, okay. But the juice, the fruit itself has a very, very fruit taste. The juice is a product, but it's not a product of the actual fruit itself. It's just like the milk and the cow. So you have the juice and you have the fruit. How would I get the taste of the fruit? I'm not talking about the juice. How would I get the full taste of the fruit?
Eat it.
Bishel. Eat it.
Bishel.
Okay. Bishel has the heat and the
liquid.
Chemical. What?
The liquid form to get the
not the juice. The juice, you could squeeze it out. Right, the taste of the fruit. In other words, again, the mushroom is pretty good, I think. The cow juice and the cow are two different things, right? Orange juice and orange fruit are also two different things.
So what about grapes and olives?
One second, I'm going to get to that. I hope to get to that. But how do you get the full taste of the fruit? There's one way. Besides, of course, eating it, cooking it. Bishul extracts the very essence of the fruit. You know how I know that? Because you don't need Bishul to get the juice, you can just squeeze it. It's the intensity of the heat and it's the continuity of the cooking that gets the fruit itself. And this is the Hezbe in the Rush. You take the orange, you squeeze it out, freshly squeezed, Tropicana orange juice is delicious. But what do we call that? Juice. Okay. If you take the orange, theoretically, and cook it, that would be the fruit itself. And that's what the Rush means. So therefore, fruit juice, like Aryeh said, the different mitzvahs. What bracha make on juice? Chakra. But the cooked fruit, or cooked vegetables, maya deshalki, is the entire vegetable. What bracha make on vegetables? Bayer kriyata. If it's not ruined, it probably is ruined. I don't know. I would imagine it's ruined. I don't know, but absolutely, we'll soon see this. We'll soon see that the zechel gave. But I want to keep this simple, okay?
You ruined it.
That's what I said. You ruined it. I think
that's
it.
That's right.
You're right. Okay. Good. Very good. Good. Excellent. Light the rush. Tomato soup would be a bayir pri adama. Okay. Thank you. One more minute. Okay. 1 minute or two. So the chilek is
tomato soup. Everybody.
Okay, almost everybody. Okay, you're right. Almost everybody. So, what's the chilek of what he said? Let's put it in very simple terms. There's a difference between juice. Juice is just the shackle, and soup apparently is the essence of the fruit. Okay, good. Thank you. Now let's move on. Okay, well, I said l'chayim, you'll soon see. Let's say I take a beer hop. Okay. Or let's say I take tea leaves, which is adam, okay, well, it's a better mashal, tea leaves, or coffee beans, or cocoa beans, and I cook them, and I want the essence of the tea, right? You know, there's no juice, no tea juice. I cook the tea leaves, that's the way we do it, by the way, even tea bags is cooked tea. I cook the beans, I mean, coffee percolated, freshly percolated, is cooking the beans. What bracha should I make on that drink? Okay, I know. What, according to the Rosh... Okay, what? According to what we just saw from the Rosh and the Tur,
what bracha should I make?
It's something, it's a dawah.
It's a different zah. Is it a vegetable or something else? Because it's a drink.
Okay, fine. According to the Rosh, the Rosh was also a paisik that could argue, according to the Rush, that the criteria is squeezing versus cooking, what bracha you make
on... I think so.
Is the Rush chaylik on Tyson?
We'll soon see. That's what I'm driving at. This is a very beautiful picture. We just need two or three parts and everything will be clear. So there's none other Arishan than the Rush. Like the Rush, do we agree that you should make the Adama?
Mehuda would argue. Very many Dishan.
I don't know. I don't know if tea is made to be too.
Is it more of a? It's
okay, cocoa beans, cocoa beans, coffee beans.
Beans are vegetables.
Well, cocoa beans could be a
vegetable. Right. Is. Beans and coffee is eight. So, light the rush l'chari should make a bayir pri adama, okay? Yet I'll tell you from one of the prominent Rishonim, happens to be a rush in the Tshuvas, Klal Dalet Siman Tes Vav. They asked him about Mesa Oirim. That means barley juice. Shemavashlim lechaylim, ketzad mevarchin alem. Okay, let's isolate. Let's leave and put them in the cold. Not the shoyim. Barley. You cook barley. What bracha do you make on barley juice that was cooked? Not you don't squeeze barley because it won't work. Hadama, right? Lechayr that should be hadama. Zakti rush and the yisayit is very crucial, which is really what Ranka just mentioned. But what he says is, wait a minute, what's the ikka over here? Do you want the barley, or do you want to drink? Zok the rush, you know what the determining factor is? If you cook the vegetables, the barley, let's say, and you eat the whole thing, like a barley soup, obviously you want the barley. But let's say you cook it and you discard the vegetables. You discard the barley, you throw it out, and you're left with the juice. What is the ikka by you?
Juice.
Obviously. Because if you want the barley, why throw it out? So therefore he says, who said that the barley is the ikka, the juice is the ikka? And juice, drink, is a shak.
But what does Tysus say? So it's in our mind.
I'm going to get to that in a minute. Tysus is the third reason. But what he's saying is, whatever you cook, it's fine.
Over here, now you're eating the vegetable also.
Exactly. I know you people know more than
most
of
Rashi's
lashon it, we're going to explain. I hope to explain everything. I just need another 5 minutes. What he's saying is the following. The rush in Shas, in Brachot, that we first started off with, says the difference is squeezing versus cooking. Okay? This rush is adding, because it's the same rush, the same person. And the way the Mepharshim say one complements the other, one adds to the other. The Rush is saying, but don't get carried away. The difference is not only juice versus soup, But what is the objective of the soup? If the objective is a soup, a vegetable soup, and you eat the vegetables and the soup, that's a Boyu Priyadam. And that Maya the Shoki, like the Gemara says, and Maya the Lifta, you eat the vegetables. And that would explain Rabbi Rashi's Lashon.
Rashi just needs to explain what silk is.
I understand, but the point is that there's...
Maya the silk, what is silk? Silk is
a... Silk is not a tashel.
We'll soon see. I think that it's so significant for this, and I started with the last chat. But the point is, the difference is, the soup, barley soup is a soup. If you throw out the barley, it's a drink. And we are very familiar with the difference, because like Zankel mentioned, that's Tysus. A drink, you always make a shakl. So now we have a second chilek. And Bemis, this is Negeya in Hilchas Bishalakim in a very, very real way. Why isn't beer, any beer that you make today, why isn't it Bishalakim?
It's a drink.
So, the guy cooks the...
It's not for the hops, it's
for the drink. Oh, very good, now that's better. Bishalakim, a guy cooks even a drink, it's also. A guy makes an egg for you, it's also. So Tosfos in Avodah Zarah Daf Lamed Aleph says, the ikke is the mashke, and the beer is giving a flavor. The ikke is the mayim, and by mayim we go bishalakim.
Same with coffee.
The same as with coffee. The same, exactly. But that explains, that's why on coffee, the Gemara make a bar priyates. If it's only the rush's reason, the first rush, the difference is cooking versus squeezing, so the beer would be a mazainis, and coffee would be a eighth, and chocolate, cocoa would be a eighth, and it would be Bishalakim. And Tyson, the Zohar Daf Lamed Aleph Beis says, it's not Bishalakim because the ik is the water. Wait one second. So how would I know if the ik is the water, the soup, or the ik is the vegetables? How would I give it the... That's right. If you eat, throw it out. No one eats the coffee. What's it called? The coffee grind?
It means water, but it's the coffee. It's the coffee.
That's the shock before you started. At the shakl before you started, because you threw out the beans long ago.
What are you left with?
That's the extract. They cook it, and you have a juice, and they freeze it. Of course. No, it's not the beans. Beans are bitter. No, you can't eat the beans.
What's the second chilek, Philly? Is it the mayim the ikar?
The second chilek, you want to know the chilek? The first chilek is juice versus soup. The second chilek is vegetables versus a drink.
They can have only the liquid,
so
they can't ignore the fact that the body is still there.
Okay? Cook it. Tomato soup.
Cook a tomato soup?
Tomatoes. And you have a delicious tomato soup. Okay? Like the first rush, it's adama. Okay? Even if you took out the tomato and threw it out. Like the second rush, which is adding to the first, if you throw out the tomatoes, it's only a shahaka. Why? Because the ikka is no longer the tomatoes. The ikka is the juice. Varaya, if you want the tomatoes, why are you throwing it out?
That's juice, soup.
Whatever it's called, yeah, okay.
How does she defend her papa about...
One second, we're going to hold him there. Am I clear? If you want the tomatoes, why are you throwing out the tomatoes? So the first terrorist is, once you have real a kosher...
But maybe that's the ikka time of the tomato.
It is.
But you make first rush.
That no one's going to argue on that. But then again, on time, you make a shaka. The second rush is saying, even though it's tam, but tam is a shaka unless you have the vegetable there.
What if it's a type of vegetable that's not edible? For example, a turnip. You make turnip soup, but you don't want to.
That's the Gemara. Why the silka? They don't eat the turnips?
Anybody eats turnips?
No.
Well, dills, that's the case of the Gemara. It's
the case
of
the Gemara.
Or deal?
Dill. Shabbos. What did I say? Shifter. Why the shifter?
Yeah.
He brings a riot from the Mishnah later on by the Brayta later on by Truma, that since it doesn't have a din of Truma, since it's eighth Balma, as Rashi explains.
It's only the time of it.
Once the time is removed,
you don't need it.
It's eighth Balma, which.
You can't eat it, but that then probably, okay, I have to look at it.
Let's say you want to keep the tomatoes in there.
Then it's Hadama for Cholot.
Depends if the tomatoes are there or not.
Yeah, that's what the Russian
is
saying.
It depends if it's in the soup?
If you eat it. Not that, if you eat it.
With soup.
With the soup.
Like a potato soup.
A potato soup. I have a lot of mishum. I'm we have.
So once the
shayla
is there, you get the soup.
Of course,
the
potatoes. Of course, and you eat the potatoes also, make a dam and everything.
So
that
would be
partial. Okay, we're doing well. A good mussel. Let's be prune juice. So this is I'm going to go through the arichas next week. But prune juice, either you make it by squeezing it, which is not likely. They cook the prunes.
Not relevant.
A lot of clubbing around. Prune juice, they cook the prunes and they discard the prunes. What bracha would you make on prune juice? I would say a little more accurately. Like the first rush, if it's only that, would be where it creates. But the second rush says, wait a minute, don't forget me, the same person. He's eating it. He bowed you throughout the prunes, it's only a tuffle, the ick is the prune, and therefore the son.
So then I read his questions about the question.
Itself.
Wait a minute, I'm talking about the juice. You can make a burpee eight on the juice.
If you're eating the prune together.
If let's say I have a prune soup, okay?
Okay,
and I barely can eat the, you know, I'll only take the fruit of it, the juice of it.
You'll only take the juice of it? And then according to the second rush, you're going to make a shot, right?
Oh no.
Yeah.
Because the prunes are still there.
I don't know. It makes a difference if the prunes are still there.
If you made it not to throw out the prunes?
What do you mean not to throw out? If you're not eating it.
You have to physically throw them out? Well, you don't want to.
What is the question?
What if they physically throw it out? I don't want the prunes.
Sorry, I have a question. I wanted to move along.
Why? If you physically throw out the prunes, you don't want the prunes. I didn't throw them out.
You don't want it, but this is the complete prune juice. Prune soup.
That's not obviously it's not. It's only eating
right.
Juice.
If you don't want the prunes,
then
you
will
throw it out later. Yeah.
I did write it down. Maybe so. Oh, I know. Okay, I have it. Give me a second, please. Okay. I don't have page 4. Very. I don't have it. I have it. I wrote it down. I don't have it. Okay, I'll have to look it up. Okay, I will look it up.
So again, just to recap, how does he explain it? Second, does it make a difference what's the ikar?
The difference, the first shot of difference is squeezing versus cooking, and second shot is cooking a vegetable is hadama. Cooking the vegetable and discarding the vegetable, so then the liquid is the ikar, the vegetable is discarded, and therefore it's a shot.
But even if the vegetable is not discarded, you're not going to eat it, you don't have to physically discard.
No, but you know what, let's talk a little better. Let's say I have a prune soup, and can I make a burpee on the soup, and I'll get to the prunes later. That'll be a better question. Better
plan to eat
yeah,
the prunes.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
If you don't plan to eat the prunes, you have not drawn the egg.
What?
The soup is still the egg.
Right, I mean, the soup is the egg, you can make it.
No, out. Let's say I want to make an eight on the first spoon, and I'll get to the prunes later.
Why not?
That's an eight. So a perfect mussel would be a prune stew. That's a dessert. It's in a little juice, and you have the prune. You could legally make an eight on the juice, because that is the Gemara's pig mush.
I would say that maybe you would make a shahako, even if you don't physically throw
that it. That makes sense. If you're not going to eat it.
Right.
If you can't. But let's say I want to eat it by
the
soup.
Is it in the soup?
No, if you're saying
could it be in there, no interest in eating it.
The fell in there, whatever. It might be such a gather like we spoke about by Akil itself, but you might have to have most of the spoonfuls to have.
No, because this juice is also
an eight. This juice is not an eight if you're only getting the juice.
We're talking about a guy, he's going to eat the prunes in the bottom.
That's
very. If he's going to eat them.
He's going to eat it, then the whole thing is an eight. The point is the juice becomes, not the juice, the soup becomes
an eight. Soup becomes
an eight.
Definitely,
I don't
have
it.
The only way it becomes potatoes, the only you can make the dhamma on the soup also.
The only way that becomes
But you know we're talking. You know, better Mishalom would illustrate the point. Beer, coffee, and tea. Like this rush is a shackle. The first Rush were at loss because it was cooked. This Rush clarifies the point. Okay, so that's the chalak number two. All the Paiskim say the Rush is not a stira, but one is adding to the other because that's normal. In other words, soup takes on the bracha of the vegetable if the vegetable remains. If not, it's more like a drink, but it's not the food itself. The lashon of Taisvis is miyema de asariyika dilma mayamika. Maybe the mayam. How do I know? If you discard the vegetable, so then obviously you don't want the vegetable. If you keep the vegetable, then it's a riot that the vegetable is the ikka. Okay, now as I said, the muscle, I think, from Hilchas Bishalakim is illuminating, because that will help to illustrate that mamish beer, coffee, and tea would be Bishalakim had it not been the fact that the mayim is the ikka and therefore it's a shank.
Was that the third sheet of Taisvis?
The third sheet.
Is there a third sheet in this?
Besides
the other Russian and then the
Shalakim?
There
is, yeah. Third sheet in Taisvis? Wait, let me finish. Okay. You look in the Drisha in Zitkut and Beis, Reish Dalet, Taka says the Rush, both of them are putting it together. Fine. There's one other pshat, which is probably it's Meduyik in the Rashi, the Rush, the Rajman Brach, Staflam Merches, if the derech is to cook this fruit, and only cook it, and that's the derech to eat it, then the Meishlaka is Kemaisan. If the only way to eat it is to cook it, then the whole soup becomes a hadam. But, he says, let's say you don't eat it by cooking, then the bracha is a shakam. And the place can explain, this really is the chilek between fruits and vegetables. Fruits you eat raw. So a fruit juice, an apple juice would be a shakam. If there is a vegetable, and again the lashon is roi vachilasan aide shlika, you eat it by cooking, mei shlika kamoisam. That's Dr. the Rajban Brachas Lamechem. So the chiluk is not in cooking or not, the chiluk was the derech.
Strawberry is a fruit or a vegetable? Gabi.
Gabi, botanically, and what do you ask?
No, Gabi, this then.
Do you eat strawberries plain?
You could eat raw, right? Yeah. You cook a strawberry, make a strawberry soup.
No. I mean, I think the matzias you eat it raw, so it would be like fruit. Yeah, if the only deciding factor is this. Yeah, but I'm almost finished. I'm a little tedious, but I'm almost finished. And probably the most known yisoid is the Mordechai and the Rebbeinu Yoina, and basically that's Shatan Taisis, I think, also. I'll read you the lashon of the Mordechai. Zok the Mordechai, Maya de Kula Shalki Kishalki. Bainim Saichat, Bainim Bishlam Mamayim, the Dafki Yeroka, Shamashkisha Yaitu Menu, Ika Litzvol Baikoi, the Choshev Michael Hakoid. What he's saying, and that's the Lashon Rabbeinu Yoina, is also the difference is soup is eaten, juice is drunk, that's actually the right word. In other words, when you drink something that is not eaten, but you're supposed to drink it, is a shackle, I don't care who, what, when, or where. If you drink something, it's a shackle. That explains beer, and coffee, and tea, and postum. Even if theoretically it should be Adam or Eitz, whatever, a drink is a shackle, which Rabbi Yaakov mentioned right when it began. That's Taisvis. Drink is a shackle. All drink is a shackle. So what's shat? Maya de Kula Shulki? What shot they initially, when we started with the Gemara, is Lashon is Dafki Yerokai Shamashka Shayetzimeno Iker Litzvol Baikoi Choshev Meichol. And the Rebbeinu Yoina's Lashon is, since it's the Derech Lechol Bayapas, since you eat this Maya de Shulki with Pas, Choshevu Kuma Ishlokais Shadayin La Yotzen Vitoyas Eichol Gomer. This is beautiful. In other words, irrespective of how you prepare it, a food is a eitz adama, a drink is a shakel. Juice you drink, coffee, tea you drink, beer you drink. Maya the shulka, and that would explain Rashi very very well. What's Rashi lashon?
Tafshel.
Tafshel gives it the connotation of an oichel. So the deciding factor is not so much how you prepared it, but how it's used or function. So therefore, if you want to put it really very technically, the rush, what? It's a big problem, Shemuel. I'm going to get there maybe next week. It's a big problem because if you eat something, it's an oichol with kezayis, and if you drink something, it's a shir v'vias. That's next week, because I want to go through each soup. It's a very fascinating subject. But if I have to reduce it, and let's try to use precise terminology, light the first rush, what's the deciding factor? Squeezing, processing. Squeezing versus cooking. Okay. Like the second rush, what's the deciding factor? Ikka or tafel. Ikka or tafel. Like the rajva, what's the ikka? The derech. Derech lechoil or derech to cook. And like the mordechai, the difference is an achila or a shishiyah.
The difference between the rajva and the mordechai?
Oh, yeah, sure. The Rashi is just like, it's somewhat of a side point. If the derech is to eat it raw, but it's, now, I know this is a little tedious, but hopefully we'll enjoy at least a little bit today. We have 15 minutes still. And the rest next week, we'll apply it because there are many different soups. But, and again, what Reb Chaim mentioned is worth clarifying. There is a difference how it's eaten. Again, if you eat something, you have a shir, kezayis, and 3 minutes or 4 minutes, make it bar nefashis. If you drink something, it's less than a minute. Baruch
HaChrayim. But isn't a bottle of...
Yeah, if a person eats something, yeah. If a person...
No, he drinks soup, but chicken soup is eat. So if he drinks it in a cup...
A cup of soup, I think, a ma'is is still an achila. Pashas. But anyhow, if you want to remember this, and I hope it came very clear, because I think I have the clerk. Again, like you said, the rush, the difference is squeezing juice versus a soup. The Rashba adds another point. The difference is, as we saw, what? The second rush is how you do it. The Rashba learns what the derech and the ikke is a oichel versus a mashal. How do we paskin? So that's a good question. If someone will say, I like the rush first, then or the Rashba first, it will be complicated. But to my knowledge, the Mishnah Berurah twice in the Mechaber Reish Hey Beis, the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Ches, the Kitza in Nun Gimel Beis, the Berchas Habayis in Shar Gimel, the Rav Shulchan Aruch, all say, since we can't conclusively say this is right, they're all right. Or better yet, since the Mishnah says, if when in doubt, say a Shehakol, always say a Shehakol, unless you're certain it's a Bar Pri Adam or Bar Pri Ein. How could I be certain it's a Bar Pri Ein, it's a Bar Pri Adama? Let's try to think of a case that is a Vadai Hadama L'chol
HaDeis. Potato soup with potatoes in there.
Exactly. I'll show you my paper. My first mussel, good mussel, is good old potato soup. I was going to say good old potato soup. You saw it, okay. Good old potato soup is a perfect mussel. Even though L'maisa, you cooked it, I mean, because you cooked it, and you don't throw out the potatoes, and if there is to cook potatoes, and you don't drink it, you 100.
In a bowl.
With a spoon. If you do it like this only for convenience, so that's a stickle butt.
Might not go well at home.
What?
Might not go well at
no,
home.
No, if people are looking at you, don't do it, that's a riot, that you're not doing the right thing. So the perfect mussel would be good old potato soup, okay? Now, let's say tomato, would you ask tomato soup? That you discard the tomatoes? That's right. According to the simple rush, it would be a dhamma. According to the Raz with the derech, I don't know, there's a derech to cook tomatoes? What?
It's a vegetable.
I don't know. Like the other reason, if you drink it, there you go, you got a shot. Since you drink it, if you do drink it, tomato juice. Now, tomato juice, how it's made, I'm not sure. I mean, I have to. That's irrelevant. See, if let's say, again, that's right. Let's say you take oranges, you squeeze it, and you like pulp oranges. Do you make an eighth because of the pulp?
No,
what?
Oh,
the pulp is an eighth.
Not
the Iker. That's right. It's Pashat Iker V'Tafel. I don't think it's a question. It's a Pashat Iker V'Tafel. Also, that even if tomato soup has little pieces, if those are negligible, that's a Pashat Iker V'Tafel.
According to the second Rosh,
right,
tomato soup might be shakal.
Is a shakal.
Is a shakal.
If you discard the tomatoes, that's a good example. Right. Right. That's a good example. The tomato soup. Now, why should
what
that
be? What do you do with tomato soup?
Who makes tomato soup? You're not embarrassed to raise your hand. What? And you throw out tomatoes?
Campbell's makes tomatoes.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Last name is Campbell. I didn't know. How do you do it? You throw out the tomatoes.
I've never actually. Okay. Must have
you see, next week I'd like to, I did a little homework. Yeah. It's important to homework.
Tomato soup is his method.
Why?
It's a specialty. He brought it up.
Oh, yeah. How do you throw out the tomatoes?
I don't think it's tomato soup.
Okay. Tomato sauce. Which one did I squeeze it? The tomato sauce, no? But I did the homework, but I left it at home for next week.
Where does chicken soup fit into this? For example,
chicken soup is interesting.
With a Boston Baker,
that's the mechah, that's the shulchan aruch, that's all. That's a major issue.
Next week?
Yes. That's a totally different topic, Ganson. We have to get straight this subject. And people are worried about it, and I want to be market type to be, say, from the Kar Bracha. From England, you saw the paper? We only have the old print, the new print. He goes through the soups. He is the best in halacha soups. Really, he does a great job. And he writes the series. It's the hardest thing. But this is the clarity of it. It's the each terminology could really help you remember it. Either it's eaten or drank. Either it's soup or not. Or soup, which means an oichel.
How about a plain vegetable soup without potatoes in there?
And pieces.
No pieces. That would be shahak.
What makes it a vegetable soup?
You cook potatoes and other things in there, celery, carrot, but there's no pieces.
Where'd the pieces go?
Because you left it in the pot, you had the strainer, just had the plain soup.
See, that's where I think your question is valid.
Let's say a broth.
Let's say I have a nice potato soup, okay? A nice vegetable soup. And the ick is everything all together. And I take out a spoonful, and it happens to be only soup.
That's Charles Shibs Rosh. That's like a Rosh.
I think both would say it's a dilemma, no?
Yeah. But the fact that there's only soup on the spoon.
Because you're thinking of discarding.
There's nothing in the soup.
Where did it go?
Near soup.
But where did it go?
It's right in the pot. You know what I mean?
So that's
second wash. That's second wash. That's been in the
pot. Why'd you strain it? Sure.
Right, that's a shahak.
Sure.
And let's say there's pieces of corn in the soup.
What's the ick of the soup?
Even.
Again, you cooked this corn in the soup?
Yeah.
I gave time into the corn? Yeah. So a corn soup would be a dumb if there are pieces. Why not?
What about mushroom barley soup?
Okay.
That's
next week. Ick of a tuffle is
a
whole
different.
Ick of a tuffle this week is a tuffle. Because you have luxion, it's a very. I mean, you can't. You do two things both of them, you know what I mean? Ick of a tuffle is what he mentioned is the tour, which brings meat into the picture. Because meat gives it a dominant taste. But see, that confuses it. You know why? First you have to focus on soup. Then we can start, you know, being a little more...
That's the case of chicken soup.
Right. But now it's I'm going to get the soup.
Then we can add to the soup.
Right. That's right.
And flavor.
A very good muscle, which the Mishnah Berurah speaks about. But some of them, the Matzias are fascinating. Because this person from England, he's very good. He spoke to a different company how they make prune juice. If prune juice, if that would be the pulp, and if the whole prune would be in the prune juice, let's say you have a prune juice that they cook it until it falls apart, and you have 100% pure prunes. Or you, what bracha would you make on it? You're the guy that brought up Tysus.
You drink it. You drink it.
That's right. So he showed there are some companies that use the entire pulp. They don't discard it. It just falls apart. It's only one of the four reasons. That's already treading on thin ice. See, some of them were potato soup, like Rebecca said, is mamish, a perfect, it's a delicious soup and a delicious bracha. Chler karadam. Prune juice is very threatening. If you discard the prunes, it's a little easier. But the prune juice, that the full prune is only a shackle, only because it's a of the last reason.
Dangerous.
It's supposed to alleviate danger and threat. Okay, cabbage soup.
Amen.
It's very popular today. With tomato soup. Yeah, but cabbage soup, as Mr. Riz speaks about. Reish hezid katan ches reitif shal kreit. What would we say? It's definitely cooked in it. You don't squeeze the kreit. You don't squeeze the cabbage. Oh, so that's the criteria. So the Mishnah Berurah would say that since you eat the cabbage, that's what he says.
So generally, you say that all vegetable soup comes down to whether the vegetables on it.
Hadama, right. Let's say you throw it out, it's a shock.
Would that be safe to say that with all vegetable soup, it all depends if the vegetable's there or not?
Yeah, what's wrong?
That's,
yeah.
That's pretty much it. That's the second rush.
That's the second rush. Which is really the completion of the first rush. We keep on saying it as if it's a...
It's a cabbage soup rush. If you only eat the soup...
Well, where's the cabbage? You strain it?
I say you strain it.
So that is a shaka. But the Mr. Brewer here would say...
Everything's done here. Who says? Cabbage soup besides Adama, even if he partakes of none of the cabbage itself, besides Mr. Brewer.
He's cutting ches. Yeah, but the question is, what does that mean? Did he discard the cabbage?
That's a big problem.
Why?
Discarding the cabbage. Let's say he doesn't, that discarding it, but he doesn't eat it.
Why not?
Doesn't want it to see it. Is that the same as discarding it?
The reason is because
you cook the purpose of both the soup and the vegetables.
There it is. That means you're having the vegetables. If I don't know.
Not
I saw the Mishnah Berurah also. I just didn't say it in the...
One of these, even the broth alone, besides Adama.
Because that's like a Bianca's case. You take a spoonful and it happens to be soup.
He's only eating soup.
I saw that Mishnah. I didn't see it in the article. I saw it before the article. The Mishnah Berurah. But that's what he says. That's exactly the point. Now, I'll give you a muscle that will...
Can we introduce one other problem that we always have? And that is there a chashash of Baruch Hashem and Tzricha when you make a bracha on a different food in order to take care of it?
Absolutely not.
Not a problem at all. I don't want this celery stick at all, but I see it here, I know that's Adama. So before I eat the soup, I make
no problem.
Adama. I don't want it at all.
No problem.
No problem. No problem.
No problem. That's advised.
No, tzricha,
no, no. Why should it be bracha tzricha?
I'm not interested.
It's a chila shein tzricha. But the bracha tzricha.
I don't need this celery, I don't want the celery.
Only
but it's just for the bracha.
Why did you hear any fikbook?
Sorry?
You heard any concern about this?
No.
The only question the Lamda will say, if I wash expressively to beat the brachasist question, so that's somewhat of a circular reasoning. Because when you wash, all the foods are tuffled to the bread. Right? That's the mechanics of it. So here, you're only washing not to make a bracha on the things. What? Why? It's very logical. The whole objective is that everything is tuffled to the bread. So now you're saying, I don't know what to make, I'm going to eat bread. That's a problem. But take it innocent celery stick now.
The Maisu should not do that.
It
should not wash to take care of the brachas.
If you don't want the bread?
You don't want the bread.
No. You can't. Doesn't make sense. Mm-hmm. Promise doesn't make sense. Okay, two more points I want to be just to try to finish on time. Pickle juice. Don't get nervous, but what brach is pickle juice?
How do you make it?
Well,
do you drink it?
Obviously.
You don't drink it.
No, but the pickle brine, okay, that's a better word.
Juice. Juice, drink.
No, pickles are not cooked.
Liquid.
Pickles are not cooked, so what's my question? But then again, kavish
kibbutzal.
Kavish is a big principle. So that probably the answer is you don't.
Who eats pickle brine?
No, you don't. You don't. But if you're talking, if you have the pickle and the juice, right, what's the shaka? It's the maska. But you're talking if you have the, you cook the pickle juice. And it's all together, that pickle juice of all things could be Adama.
You know, it's cooked already.
I want the point. So next year we're going to use the Yisaitis. At least the point, this illustrates the point. Because if the point that should remain is that if you cook something for the vegetable and the vegetable is there, so the ikka is the vegetable and the juice is also a direct product of the vegetable. Okay, one more question. The Mishnah Berurah speaks about, which today the young kids have heard of it, borscht. Okay, what's borscht? Right? Whenever I say borscht, you know, yeshiva. Maya de silke, may kvisha sel. Okay, so I'm reading the Mishnah Berurah's lashon because it's very, very helpful. Haraita shel burkis, you know, burkis is beets. Right? That's why Mishnah Berurah speaks about sugar from beets. Okay, raita shel burkis chamutzin. Shekirin Russell. I guess that's a type of a preserved beet. Yeah. Yeah, that make kvishas silik, salik, that kind of af im bishlam levada, even if you cooked it alone, mashem mitad mevorech bor pri adama, kivan shenich pushrim aburikis, v'kavonas hakavishuhu gam b'shvilan, v'derech lalafas boy apas. This Mishnah Berurah is priceless. You know what he's saying? This beet, I don't know how to call it, beet soup, has all the qualifications. You cooked it, you want the vegetables, and derech lalefes boy hapas. You know what that means? You don't drink it, you eat it. You dip the bread into it. That's what you call the Rashi?
Tafsha.
This remained the I think the Rashi is very meduyik. Mr. Tafsha, Mr. Feder Sufan, what are you?
Mr. Confused.
The derech lalefes boy hapas. Now you're rather confused. You're further out. You hear? It's an oichel. The bottom line is this is an oichel. You don't drink it, you eat it. Okay? Now, this I saw in the Pesachei Halacha and Lashon Kodesh. I don't know if he brings it in English. But he says, the Feirish, our beet, what's it called? Borscht. Borscht. Good old borscht. If you drink borscht, what bracha do you make? Ashi. Okay.
Tayanemis.
Why?
Rush, like
everything. It's a drink. You throw out the vegetables. And also you don't dip the bread into it. Okay? So if you want to ask someone, show someone a contrast, and we might get them nervous, but borscht is the classic illustration of our sugya. The Mishnah Berurah says it's a vadei hadama because it meets all the four checklists.
It's a...
No. Mishnah Berurah, I read to you.
Yeah.
It says adam. Cook, vegetable, you dip into it, and you don't drink it. You got everything. Our borscht, le'alechem, okay, is a shakl. Why? There's no vegetables, you don't eat it, you drink it, and you throw out the vegetables. One mochidish, because I want to at least mention one point of this, is a split pea soup. Split pea soup. You know what that is? Peas that are split and cooked until it falls apart. No discarding, you're eating the whole thing, you're not drinking it, you're eating it, you're a couth person. What? It's cooked. Everything, right? Hadama, right? Clear cut hadama?
Wrong.
Wrong. Why you're not wrong? I like to say you're not right. Why you're not right? We fudged because we forgot a few weeks ago share. Let's say I take an apple, okay? An apple. And I cook it and cook it and cook it, and now it's a puree. I don't throw anything out.
Most I kind of make car, but
Trima. Exactly. Trima. The Gemara. Trima is a shaka. I ate the complete fruit. You didn't squeeze it. Remember we spoke about Zeyabal on that? Why is an apple sauce that's cooked until it falls apart? Why is that a shackle? That's the wrong lesson. What? It has no mara, that's right. It lost the mara. Ishtana tzirasai. That's a vital point in split pea soup. Because just the Gemara, this is a Gemara, forget about Rosh and the Bishayim. The Gemara says, hey, fellas, wait one second. If it's the fruit that's cooked, everything, until it becomes Nimuach Legamri. Nimuach Legamri goes down a level. Like he said, Terima. So vegetables and soup and all this stuff, the dhamma. But if it falls apart, to my knowledge, I don't think that really could fall apart to this extent, is a split pea soup. So if there are pieces there, it's a dhamma. Why? Because you have all of the qualifications of our Gemara. If it fell apart and it's a liquid, we have to refer to Daf Lamed Ches of Trima, that it's not the Mosayu Kaim Akademi Kara. Thank you, next week we'll finish this. So the Mamakaim said the same.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.